The same way that, like, you know, if I'm needing to see a friend, I've just...
That was disrespectful.
This shirt is so tight, I feel claustrophobic. Andre Cordova.
Now practicing ASMR, Jay.
And welcome to... Sabotage. Welcome back, Jay.
Thank you. Season three. Is it?
Yeah, this is season three.
I mean, I knew that all along. I'm kidding. No. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes.
We're going to be talking about respect today. How important is respect to you? Like, where do you place that in regards to your values?
I say it depends a lot on each person because it's based how you're raised. Respect was a big thing with me when I was being raised, especially because I can immediately pick up if someone is being respectful or not. And if they're not, that's a major turnoff in itself.
I'm sensitive to respect. Mm-hmm. It's definitely very important to me. It's up there with honesty.
Same.
In terms of my values, yeah. I've gone the majority of my life being disrespected. Openly, behind my back, all kinds, from all sorts of people, including my own family. Yeah. So that's where it's like, now, because I've finally learned self-respect, which is very important, I enforce that. And I take it very seriously with people. Like, I will tell someone off if I feel they're being disrespectful towards me these days. So. Yeah,
the thing with the whole self-respect concept. Now, that one's a little bit more trickier. Because with respect, just, you know, show some decorum. You know,
it can be very subjective too.
Yeah, like common sense, self-respect. Oh, that one's a whole nother demon.
That's a whole can of worms.
Honestly,
like to touch on it though with self-respect because that is important, right? It's valuable. How long did it take you before you felt like you truly respected yourself, or are you still on that journey?
I feel like it's always a little bit of a journey. Sort of like, also, it's like you get to a destination and then you get maybe a few steps back because, I don't know, you gained a bit of weight or something, or you failed at some task, or maybe didn't get a promotion you wanted, who knows. I would say I've gotten to a point where it's a lot more than it once was, probably after my mid-20s, because that's when you're trying to figure everything out, isn't it? Yeah.
I think some people are luckier than others when it comes to, I mean, look, privilege, all that stuff, but
being raised in a positive environment,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and being supported by honestly, those around you, that's like, so I forget what the word is, just crucial.
Normal. Yeah,
well, for like for healthy development, normal. Yeah, I mean, but it did cause major delays in me finding self-respect.
That is true.
Like, I didn't truly feel that way until the past year. Really, 2023 was that for me. Finally respecting myself to not tolerate the bullshit that men were putting me through, especially.
Right.
Because it has been gradual growth in regards to like family or friends, but then with men or whomever you're interested in, the way that they treat you, because you can let a lot of it slide, particularly when you're like in love with someone. Go. You become blind and fucking stupid when you're in love. So you have to get to a point where you're not sacrificing your happiness and self-respect and self-esteem when you feel that way about somebody. I finally got there, but it fucking took a while.
I mean, you know, I don't really like them that much, but as much as like RuPaul said, you know, you got to love yourself before you can love somebody else. Very true, you know.
I mean, to do so healthily, I think so. Mm. But technically, you don't have to in order to do that. It's just a matter of like...
You don't want
to
be dependent. Yeah. Like, you're always needing exactly. compliments and stuff.
That's so...
Which I don't mind.
That's such a big thing. Like, a lot of people place so much dependence on somebody else within a relationship that it is toxic. It is unhealthy. You need to feel secure in yourself because otherwise you're just dragging that person down with you. And ultimately, it's not going to work out. So that's where self-respect definitely comes in.
Let's call it a couch scenario where you could be like at home laying on the couch content with yourself without the need to be out there searching for something to feel content about, you know?
Yeah, like you have to feel comfortable being alone.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Learn to enjoy your own company.
This is why we never stay at home.
That's why you always see us out.
Honestly, like
constantly. No.
I haven't seen my bed in 3 days now.
What's an example of something you personally find disrespectful?
Oh, God, where do I start? So,
you're like, I have a very long list.
The gay community has itself developed its own sort of techniques and ways for giving signals to people. If you're interested, if you're not interested, you know, going too far, not going too far, you know?
Right.
Like, mostly it's with eye signals. So if you've given eye signals or given a clear indication that you're not into someone and they keep trying, that is something I find very disrespectful.
Okay, I understand that. Mm. But there are a couple flaws because not everybody is privy to social cues or type of thing.
No,
like,
not fair.
I would argue that there's nothing wrong with being direct. And it's if they keep pursuing you after you've been very explicitly clear, that's obviously incredibly disrespectful. Mm. And they just see you as a sex object. They have no respect for you.
It's like, it's like eye contact aside, also body language. You can easily read it. They're gently just, you know, pushing you away from them. That is a clear indication.
You're just
that, like literally. Like, that is in itself a clear indication that they do not want you to approach closer. You know, just respectful. You know? not difficult. You know?
Because you mentioned, you know, when someone's into you and stuff like that, men are the worst with that because they're so fucking entitled. The number of men I've come across who cannot take a hint, and especially when, like, you're clearly showing disinterest, you avoid eye contact, you're not speaking to them, you walk away when they approach, like, they are so fucking desperate that it's incredibly frustrating.
Because it really is.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, even once I've told them, look, dude, I'm not interested, they keep fucking trying, and it's like, my mind's not gonna change. I don't know what you think's gonna happen here.
It gets really uncomfortable when it's like you're just trying to look around the room and you see that they're desperately trying to catch your eye, like every time you're looking. It's like, I don't know how many times I can sort of have a blank space not to look into in my general, you know, radius.
Yeah, I zone out. So I'll just happen to be looking in a direction.
And they'll be like, their hope. Like, it's like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at you. Yeah,
all.
I was just off with the fairies. Like,
Even the fairies said, what the fuck?
Oh, because then by extension, like on Grindr, the number of dudes who make multiple accounts, they do that all the time with me. I'll block them. I block anyone I'm not interested in. And they keep coming back, bro. They pop up like fucking daisies.
Like, what are they hoping? Are they sending out new pictures? Fake pictures?
No, because then I see the same. I'm literally like, oh, it's you again. Like, can you not? Like, well, I get progressively meaner every time.
Literally, like,
I was like, you need to stop, dude. Like,
we need to. What's annoying is that they want us to get to a point of being mean in order for them to stop. And then we're somehow the bad guy.
Not even then. They're just trying to wear you down.
Yeah.
That's what's. Okay. For real, this applies to all men towards women or other gay men, fucking whoever. Something they always do is they try to weigh you down until you say yes. On the subject of things that, you know, you find personally disrespectful, just as a pet peeve to you, for me, that's the absence of consent. Like, when people keep fucking doing things without acknowledgement or recognition of what I've already said, or without even asking me, then that shits me a lot personally. Like, I just find that so disrespectful. As an example, and this isn't a big deal, with the podcast, right? There have been times, like recently, where people have just shown up and are just here doing my session. And I'm pretty chill with this stuff, and like, I'm very easygoing with this type of thing. But what I don't like is when people just show up to something that they've not fucking asked me first. Right? Does that make sense? Like,
literally, like, crashes or... I mean, it's your private space, you know?
Yeah, like, firstly, it's my session. You don't know when we're filming the podcast, but also, like, I would rather that you invite yourself and run it by me first than just assuming you can show up and be in the audience for it. Like, that's kind of what happened. And as I said, it wouldn't bother me. Just fucking ask first.
Mm.
The other side of it, something else I find disrespectful, is having my time wasted.
Yes.
Like, I'm so big on that. I fucking... I hate having my time wasted. So much.
Like, I cannot get those 32 minutes back.
Yeah. Well, in a lot of cases, look, I can adapt and I have to do that for work. I have to do that when things don't go according to plan. That's fine. But yeah, if it's avoidable or if
you... Yeah, it's like, just have respect for the other person's time as well.
Yeah, that's what I tend to not get from people.
Mm.
Respect for their time and effort.
I'd be like also, you know, respect for like my decisions. It shouldn't have to surround the other person.
You don't have to explain yourself for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No is a full sentence. No means no.
Literally. It's like, if this is something that I want, then I can simply enjoy it. If it's something you don't want, because it's usually more for you than for me, then...
I think part of it, this issue right now, I feel like Keira Knightley in Pirates of the Caribbean, bitch. I can't breathe in this. I'm like lightheaded. I can't breathe in here. And I don't know why. Do you have any pet peeves regarding social settings? If someone exhibits a type of behavior that turns you off. I know you got some, bitch.
So there was some recent individual who seemed like a lovely individual. However, for example, when they came over to my place, they suddenly just, you know, put their feet on the table with their shoes on.
Oh, that's... No.
It's terrible. Terrible. And I'm like, oh, God. Were you raised in the gutter? No. But it's like, you know, that was like a red flag in itself to me. I know people are like, you call that a red flag? I'm like, well, it was pretty disrespectful.
That's what I find so interesting about people's individual thresholds for respect. Because it's like, some people won't be bothered. Others would be bothered. That's something that bothers me. That example you gave. Was this a friend or like a date?
A friend.
Right. And you're like, you're never coming back.
Never, you'll never reach that level otherwise.
Yeah.
But one thing that was sort of like very satisfying was when we were in a bar at one point, and he again did that at the bar to put his feet on the table there.
What the fuck?
But what was beautiful is then one of the waitresses comes and just slaps his leg.
I would do the same.
Literally, she's like, feet off the table, please. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you. And then he tried to do it again, and then I just slapped his leg. And I'm like, he'll get the point eventually. Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
Honestly.
I can't imagine doing that in like someone else's home or a public space. Like,
literally, it's the different cultures as well. Like, like he was a full like white guy. Like, full white guy.
That's the entitlement. Bro, that's the entitlement. They think they can get away with murder.
Literally. It's
literally. They actually do.
If I ever considered it, like my brain even considered doing that, I could feel my like mother's slipper flying in my direction. As I was to. No.
By extension.
Yes.
Is respect something that was culturally ingrained in you, or was it like more of a societal expectation?
A little bit of both.
Right.
So definitely cultural, like growing up, take your shoes off before getting to the house. You don't go running around in someone's house when you arrive. You know, you sit in the living room waiting. But also with society, sort of like an understanding of respect for others, I guess. Terrible example, but going to a cubicle, like leave it as in how you would want to find the cubicle.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I get you.
So yeah, I suppose both of those.
Which a lot of people don't do, by the way.
Not at all. Terrible.
I feel like they spaz the fuck out when they're in public bathrooms. That's
especially
weird.
Deja vu, I just don't get it. Like what happens in those? Like, it's I know like what they, happens, but why?
It's like they just catch it in their hand and smear it all over the walls.
Like,
I don't
get it. Like, how do you guys keep breaking the toilet seat?
Yeah. You know, there was a whole cubicle missing from my gym in...
I thought you were about to say in like Universal, I'm like, that would have been my brother, but we no.
People destroy things in the locker room over
in
there.
The locker room?
It's
what was
fucking
roided
weird.
Up?
What? That's what I think happened. I think there were like roid rage incidents.
In the gym?
Yeah.
You'd think they'd be able to just let it all out. At least in the showers. Like, weird.
Yeah.
But culturally, were you also...
Which was more than
that?
The other. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing though. Say, for example, with taking your shoes off, I don't mind in my home. Like, you can if you want. A lot of people automatically go for that. But I only want that if you have socks on.
Literally, no. If you don't have socks on, just
I don't want to see your fucking feet, bitch. Either wear your shoes or make sure you have socks on. Like, that's what I'm cool with in my house. I can't imagine going to someone's house and just running around. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of weird.
It's a certain thing. Like, I remember I had like some friends once come over, and the moment they entered,
they're jumping off the walls.
That is like, so it was a small, like a really small gathering, just a few people. But the moment they entered, they went straight to the kitchen and opened the fridge and like to put some stuff in there.
Okay.
And I was observing that. I'm like, weird. And then I was like telling like my cousin and friends, like, they actually did that. I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm not the only one who thought it was weird. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Does your culture or heritage have any customs that exist as a sign of respect?
So one thing that I can't shake off, which you know, I don't mind it, but so in our culture, the big thing is sort of like lowering your gaze or not staring if someone's doing something that could be considered very personal, you know? Did that make sense? So like, let's say hypothetically, for some reason, two people are making out. Then you would lower your gaze because they're having a moment of privacy.
In public.
Exactly.
It's like, I don't know about that. It's kind of flawed. The logic really? Is not logical.
It's like, because you wouldn't see that. So if it was happening, then you're like, oh, you
know, it's basically moment like,
of privacy. Like, okay.
Essentially, don't stare.
Don't stare. But here they do it all the time.
Oh my God. You know what? I actually everywhere. Fucking hate that. In public, the number of stares I get, people just, no shame.
Mm-mm.
Where is the shame?
Where's the privacy?
I feel like not enough people have this concept of shame because they're just fucking staring at me because, I don't know, either I'm pretty or I'm gay or, like, I dress with style.
I always wonder about that. Like,
my hair,
is it anything. A compliment or is it, like...
Well, that's what's kind of funny because, like, growing up, it's happened since I was in high school, as far as I'm aware. And there were times where I literally wanted to turn to someone and be like, the fuck do you want? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's aggravating. I'm like, it's always old people too. A lot of the time, it's old people.
Old people stare.
They stare so hard.
That's like, I don't know who one time told me, it's like, they've had all their life, now they're just watching the show. Like,
yeah. As a result of that though, I became oblivious to flirting. Because I tuned out people who would stare at me. So whenever, like as an adult, generally speaking, I could be out and about. And if a guy's like giving me eyes and stuff, I don't necessarily notice at first. And so it'll come off like I'm disinterested.
Mm.
But it's just because I'm so used to people looking at me that I have to not care.
It's similar to my one, but completely different. So same thing is that I won't, if someone's staring... But it's like you because you don't realize me. It's because I'm trying to avoid eye contact. It's like same scenario, yeah. But different. Interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Another one is don't point.
Honestly, unless I've drunk enough, then fine.
Yeah.
I will be pointing. I'll be like, look at this. But no, like otherwise, no. Why is someone pointing?
Pointing is very rude.
Mm-mm.
Is what I learned.
Trying to use someone's other situation as a form of like laughter or mockery to them. I remember when someone like tripped over in a club and someone just immediately started videotaping. I'm like, sure. But, you know. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
That is rude.
Mm. Definitely the whole gazing thing for me culturally. So,
lower the gaze.
Lower the gaze. Lower the gaze.
Yeah, exactly. In what ways does your family behave in a disrespectful manner?
Well, they try to call me now and then.
Is tradition ever used as an excuse for something that is considered... disrespectful by others. So being a person of color, I feel like this is quite common.
Right.
Invasion of privacy.
Okay. Yeah.
Like growing up, as long as you live under their house, like under their roof kind of thing, they feel entitled. Your parents feel fucking entitled to your space, your everything. Like you don't get to have that sense of privacy. A lot of the time, or at least for me, I didn't. And that could have just been because my parents were crazy. But
I mean, no, it depends. Like,
I know there are varying levels.
Like I didn't have privacy like others had when they were growing up. No, fair.
Mm.
Yeah. It's sort of like you're part of the group, part of like a family group. Like you're all one unit.
Yeah. I think there's a failure to recognize that we are individuals.
Hmm. Individuality is sort of...
It's like frowned upon. It is. It totally is.
It's a more modern, I kind of hate saying this, more modern Western concept.
Look, white people are so fucking lucky when it comes to that, because a lot of the time their families are encouraging it. Of course, there are exceptions, but for a lot of people of color, we're expected to do what our parents would have done if they were our age and had our opportunities.
Living up to a standard.
Yeah. Like, I had to rebel against everything my parents wanted because I'm not them. I'm my own person. And I had to really fight for that. And I think something that's really sad is so many people of color end up just going along with what their parents want them to do. And they end up miserable, like in jobs that they hate, pursuing careers they don't want. Whereas I was like, no, fuck y'all. You know, you introduced me to music. Too bad, so sad. I'm doing this as a career now. Is there anything you'd say the gays in particular are guilty of regarding respect?
God, where would I start?
Probably judgment is a big one.
Yes. Yeah. Recently someone was telling me is like, you don't actually see in Australia the idea of like underlining racist tendencies to comments and to like how you're treated until situations arise where they suddenly mention it passively and then you're like, oh, didn't know you thought that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they never think they're wrong. There's like, it's like, they're not wrong, you're wrong because you're different. It's the sort of scenario.
Mm.
Yeah.
Surely there are behaviors that the majority or some gays exhibit.
I mean, which... it's a whole groping thing. Like,
actually a really good point.
Like, I know people are okay with it, you know? Like, it depends on the situation.
It depends on, like, again, context. So, yeah. Are you friends? Are you close
friends?
Have
I given you the signal?
Yeah.
Is body contact occurring, you know?
People have varying levels of this kind of stuff. You can't just assume that everyone likes to be touched. So that's a big thing.
I definitely do not.
Yeah. You're like sort of learning a little bit. I don't know. You've gotten a bit better in terms of just being a little more open with friends.
Comfortable with the individual.
Yeah, like, exactly. Which is totally fair.
Like, I know some people, like, they're completely okay with just, you know, this is my flesh, have me now. But no, it's like...
You're like, take me
like,
now.
Take me, and I'm like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it depends on the individual and comfort and such. Yeah.
I used to be very anti-touch.
Mm.
With that sort of thing. But I think part of the problem was like, I didn't have good people around me. So having good friends now, even honestly, though, it's kind of funny. I have different rules for different people. I do get a bit sick of mostly men that I do not know or have just met. Clearly, the reason they came over to me in the first place or were keen to say hello is because they wanted an excuse to touch me. I'm like, no thanks, bitch.
Or like suddenly they're just trying to shove your nipple into their mouth. Like, I did not give a...
What the fuck?
Like, literally. Like,
when did that happen?
I don't know how we get into these situations. But, a lot of the time I like to go just to dance for the sake of dancing and enjoying myself.
Yeah, we have so much fun when we go dancing.
Literally, I'm just like, I know a lot of people are there to hook up.
Yeah,
for you.
But that's like, okay, totally understand that you do you, boo, whatever.
Yeah.
But I love going dancing with friends to dance.
Literally, with good music, you know?
Yeah.
Palms aside, obviously.
No, but like, we had a good time at Palms. They were better that night than Universal, because upstairs it was full of the Straits, remember? The Straits had taken over.
Sorry, I'm trying to recall that night.
We're up. It was when
the DJ wasn't so good. That's true.
Yeah, upstairs at Universal it wasn't. But at Palms, the music was just gay and everything, but it was that night where it was like really hot. And we were like, had we stayed any longer, we would have taken our tops off.
Like, literally, I'm like, yeah. It's about to fly off. Like, like at this point, person's going to be grabbing my nipple again. But no. Also, funny thing about Palm's playlist, it's like they're trying...
It cycles.
They're trying to appeal to every generation.
Yeah, they kind of go like a few older songs, a few newer songs.
There, then YMCA. I'm like, ugh. And then suddenly, boom, Taylor Swift. I'm like,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Just coming on the other side of the spectrum for this one is don't be to the point that you're trying to be so respectful that you're afraid to even interrupt or say a word in
over the top. That's where the element of self-respect comes in. Mm. Because it's like, okay, look, I've approached this respectfully, but I also respect myself enough to be like, okay, this is kind of bullshit.
Like, I have a right to say something. Like,
yeah. Or to not be, not even just that, but like to not be disregarded so kind of disgusting.
Like, for me, there was a lot of, I'll try to be so respectful to the times that I was so afraid to interrupt someone before they finished the poem or something.
I totally get that. Oh my God. I had to learn how to get out of that habit.
Literally. It took me a while as well.
Yeah.
It's like, it got to the point where the topic would have moved on so far that I still had a point for the previous three topics.
Yeah. You're like, but I didn't get to say my bit.
Literally, yeah. Like, but also,
I'll bring it up again, bitch.
It's like, now and then I still like catch myself sort of doing it, but then I'm like, oh wait, no, so wait 1 second about this. But yeah, so you just got to find the balance of, like, so as you said, respect, self-respect.
I think it also comes down to self-awareness.
Self-awareness,
like,
as
other
well.
People having the awareness, knowing who they're with, and being like, oh well, this person was trying to say something but didn't get to, or oh, we didn't hear from them. Like, what are your thoughts on this? You know, just little things like that.
Yeah. But, you know, the girls in the gay clubs and such, just like, it's like, sometimes I picture a rhinoceros. like, that's literally like the image of what I have. So it's like, they just come through, just shoving guys aside to move through the crowd to get to where they need to. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, yeah. Disrespecting the space of others.
Literally.
Yeah.
But then, like, someone then finally explained it to me. He's like, well, you got to understand that when they're in straight clubs, the guys are, like, super, like, aggressive or whatever. So they have to be this tough. I'm like, yeah, but we're like marshmallows. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Honestly. They're behaving according to what they're used to rather than the awareness of the space that they're in.
I also find on the dance floor, for example, if, like, there's limited room as is.
Yeah.
There's limited room. If you are 1 to 2 people and you're taking up 4 spaces by your gyrating movements of whatever.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like you're going to piss people off. You paid a ticket as much as anyone else.
Mm.
Like, have respect for the others around you.
Self-awareness. Literally. Self-awareness of fucking space, dude.
Seriously.
Basic respect for others.
Or, like, so you're sloshing around your drink, like, either drink half the glass before you get on the dance floor or don't have one at all. Because no one wants to be drenched in vodka Red Bull.
Stop spilling your fucking drinks.
Please.
Respecting your elders. Yeah or nay?
So it's basically just been programmed in me too. We're super on top of, like, taking care of them and such. Yeah, to the point of just making sure they're happy, content and pleased, but not to the point of making them control your life, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's a nay. I think it's bullshit. I think it's a matter of mutual respect for each other.
Yeah.
Because the problem is that a lot of the older generations, when it comes to the concept of respect, they conflate it with obedience. Sorry, I'm going to say that again.
No, he's right.
So they conflate it with obedience, right? They expect you to wait on them hand and foot. They expect you to be nothing but polite, regardless of how they're treating you. And I just think that's total fucking crap. Like, the number of people who disrespect retail workers, the people who work at the fucking grocery store, you know, like, behind the counter kind of stuff. Like,
I hate those types. Like,
yeah.
That person, do you know how many assholes he has to go through in the day? And you're just another one of them.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I want to speak to your manager. Bitch, there needs to be this whole movement, which there sort of is, like, a little bit. But to just treat people as people, and if they're disrespecting you, you give it right back.
I wish.
You do not get in fucking trouble for it, because that's total fucking
also
bullshit.
Whichever Karen invented, I want to speak to your manager, you know, just hopefully your life's shit.
Yeah.
I'm saying,
I think that it's a very outdated concept because it's not even implemented the way that it should be.
Mm-mm.
I can understand. Yeah, absolutely. And look, I can understand you've been on this planet a long time. But I don't think that that entitles you to one-way respect where you're just mistreating others.
Mm-mm.
The fuck is that, bro? Respect within relationships. What's your baseline?
I think you're asking the wrong person.
Okay, you're like, I've been alone for a very long time.
Like, you know, it's not my thing because it's never a thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
I mean, you've been pursuing it.
Sort of, you know, yes and no. It's like, it's hard to find that person that you link with, but at the same time, to move beyond my, you know, trust and such issues that we discussed earlier, you know.
You need therapy.
You know, it didn't really work out. Disrespect in a relationship. I would say the main thing for me is truth.
Honesty.
Honesty, like, you know, the moment like someone lies to me, that's like, it's difficult for me to build up trust again, I would say. So that's probably one of the bigger things for me.
Yeah. So honesty is very tied to respect in our case, I think.
Very much so. Mm. What about you?
There can be baseline things depending on the type of relationship. Like if you're monogamous, obviously it's being faithful. If it's open, I think honesty is very important.
I'm fully against open, but keep going.
For you.
Utterly.
Yeah.
No context whatsoever.
If anything, I have a few areas to improve on just as a result of like the PTSD that I have regarding relationships. I didn't respect myself enough before, but now that I'm in a healthy relationship and I do respect myself, I can go a little overboard and I don't mean to, but it can then come off like not so nice. And I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but there are times where I have to catch myself or be like, okay, no, I need to be nicer because like I love this person. Do you know what I mean? So it's
trying to hold back the sort of inner demon scenarios.
Yeah. Or like,
yeah, I know.
The hyper independence of it. So as a result, I may come off disrespectful and I don't want that.
Awareness is very good though. It's like, you know what it is.
Yeah. It's just, it takes work.
Like, if ever I'm in a situation where I'm very frustrated, I know anything I say or do at that point will be based on that. So I know I just need to take a break from the situation.
Yeah. Point is, I'm trying to be a little nicer when it comes to
relationships.
Well, just look, obviously I have a boyfriend and I love him dearly. I just know that
he watches this podcast as well.
He's so supportive with that. He always like reposts the TikToks and everything.
Oh, that's sweet.
But I know that my hyper independence and, like I said, the PTSD of the way I've been previously mistreated comes out in my snappy moods and stuff, which is tied to my BPD. And the last thing I want is to be unkind or disrespectful. I'm never like mean. It's just, I can just be snappy. And it's like, it's weird that now because of these previous people who are very bad people, I need to be more mindful of like how I'm coming across.
Mm.
So I think
you don't want to become the mean person.
Yeah.
Which is so easy to do, but yeah.
That concludes our episode on respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I was wondering when that would come up. I'm like, we have avoided the whole session without
saying. I was going to use it as like my intro thing.
I knew it.
But I decided I'm going more obscure this season.
Mm.
Unrelated things are going
to
be my sayings.
It's nice to be a bit corny.
So thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate me too.
I respect you.
I respect, yes.
Fuck you, Khan.
I respect everyone.
Sure.
That is what it is.
This has been Sabotage.